This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Shalom, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening here today. We're in a special time. This is a very special day for those of you that are believers in our wonderful Messiah, Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. For those of you that don't know it, our Creator has a calendar, and He has schedules, and He has times, and He has appointed times. And this day right now today is called starting at sundown tonight, because our Creator gives us the sun and the moon as our signs. And starting at sundown tonight is a special day called Yom Kippur, which means a Day of Atonement. Now, the mistake is a lot of people believe that this is a Jewish holiday or a Jewish holy day. And it's a big problem because Christians acknowledge this as a Jewish day and they're not Jewish, so they think this isn't for them. According to the Bible, this Day of Atonement is not restricted to the Jewish people only. It's restricted to believers of Yahweh, our wonderful Creator. And our Creator tells us over and over in the Scriptures, blessings go along with obedience. And a lot of Christians don't want to hear that they've been disobedient for all these times because they've been ignoring these appointed, set-apart times with our Creator. Many Christians, because of lack of knowledge, don't even know what these appointed times are. And it's right there in their own Bible. You know, but it says in Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because they have forgotten me, I will forget them. They can no longer be priests for me. Not only will they be harmed, but their children will suffer as well for this lack of knowledge. And when we hear this, we have a choice. Do we make excuses and say, well, I've never heard this before, and that's just for Jewish people, and that doesn't have anything to do with me?